Este es pa' mí, yo pa' ti, los dos somos iguales. Más, más, y no existe, ni existirá nada que te quiera como te quiero, porque tú me quieres mucho. Bacanísimo.
Hello, hello, hello. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from Vancouver on unceded Coast Salish Musqueam territory. This is John, and you're listening to a special broadcast from the Vanier... What is this, Rach?
The Van...
The Involvement Fair.
We're at the Class Vanier Involvement Fair.
Rach, I gotta tell you. Your microphone wasn't on all the way. See, This is a raw broadcast.
This is the real deal. This is the real stuff.
You're getting it unfiltered, uncensored. That's not true.
It will be censored, actually.
Yeah, and some of the songs have been fixed for these purposes. But yes, we're at the Vanier. Involvement Fair, right.
Here,
and it's based in the Vanier.
Commons Block.
Now, I just like saying Vanier. It's such a delightful thing to say.
You know what's funny about Place Vanier is that often people say Place Vanier, but they don't say Place Vanier, because Vanier is French already, but they decide to mix it up and they do half English, half French. So instead of Place Vanier, they say Place Vanier.
Only on CITR 101.9 FM will you receive this level of educational content at 6.07 p.m. on the dot. But yes, we're here today. Hopefully we're going to get a chance to talk to some students, get them a chance to go on air for the first time ever, possibly, who knows. And we're also going to play some music over the next hour or so. Stay tuned. If you're listening right now, we're going to hear some real fresh voices, fresh perspectives, get an idea of what it's like to be a new student, maybe a new student in Vancouver, maybe a new student in Canada, you know, maybe people who come from far away, people who have been here their whole lives. Rich.
Exciting stuff, John. That was a wonderful breakdown.
You're an authority here.
I am
both here and at the station. Rach is the new host of RIP Radio, which will be airing quite soon, a show about deceased legends of music. But Rach, you're also here as a sort of authority in the student community, in a sense. And I think it might be cool if you took this first interview that we have primed up.
Yeah. So I am here in the Vanier Commons Block with...
Chico.
Chico. And Chico is one of the residents at Place Vanier. So, Chico, you actually expressed some interest in joining CITR and helping out with CITR. So, what attracted you here to our station?
So, you know, when the day, like, you know, the club days, mm-hmm. I saw your, like, booth there. Like, it was just, like, playing, like, good music in it.
Good music.
Like, kind of, like, attracted me and then just... went there without even myself noticing.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, I was just like, you know, thinking of like getting to know that CITR, and I was like, mm-hmm. listening to your radio on the internet, on your webpage and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's like, I just got...
your body was telling you yes. Your body was just bringing you towards the good music, and you found us.
Yeah.
Amazing. So, Chico, tell me more about your first year experience. How has that been so far? This is like the third week here at university now?
Yeah. I mean, I was here at the jump start, and it was mm-hmm. such a big thing for me, because I was a shy kid at like high school.
Mm-hmm.
But like because of jump start, I just get to know like lots of people, and it just feels like home. So
right.
Yeah.
Tell me more about Jumpstart for those folks. I kind of know a little bit about it, but tell us, for the folks out there who don't know what Jumpstart's all about, tell us what it's about.
Basically, Jumpstart is an orientation event that, like, the goal is to, like, make you feel like home, and
mm-hmm.
which, like, succeeded in that, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
So... Vancouver feels like home now to you?
Yes, it's way better than home, to be honest.
Way better than home? Tell me about that. How is it way better than home?
Well, so I came from, like, Mongolia.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, still a developing country. And
right.
In terms of, like, media and, like, entertainment,
mm-hmm.
Mongolia is kind of far behind of, like, all their cultures,
mm-hmm.
like, in, like, Canada.
Right.
So it's more, like... You have, like, more freedom here, so it's, like, you know, like, you can, like, have fun, like, all you want. There's, like, everything here.
Mm-hmm.
In Mongolia, like, it's, like, you can't even find a place to, like, hang out with, so it's kind of
right.
sad, I guess.
Mm-hmm. So just it sounds like there's a lot more arts and culture here in Vancouver that you can dive into.
Yeah, it's like close to the art here. Like even in the Museum of Anthropology, there's like arts. Like
right.
It's just amazing.
It's just right in your backyard.
Yep.
Amazing. So here with Chico, arts and culture connoisseur and appreciative person of the arts. Do you have any closing words for all those fans listening out there about your first year experience?
Well, first year is supposed to be like hard, but here in Vancouver, like in here in UBC, it's been like really easy for me. And I hope you guys like have fun and enjoy the first year.
Amazing. Thanks, Chico. Sweet, my dude.
Great, great interview, Rach. And Chico, I heard you're going to War Paint tomorrow or... That's a possibility.
Yeah, I'm like thinking of going to War Paint's concert like tomorrow night, and I've been like you know a fan of War Paint for like I don't know four years. Yeah,
cool.
Especially you know the Billie Holiday and all that stuff.
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, people say like War Paint songs are kind of depressing, but for me, it's like really good. Like it's like good music.
It can be good to hear depressing things.
Yeah,
sometimes.
I mean, depressing can be good.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we were just talking earlier, Chico, and it was we were going over Discorder magazine this month's issue, and I remember when I got started at CITR, I didn't really have a hook into like when shows were playing, like when things were happening. Mm-hmm. Speaking for myself, this is John. Hi, it's John again on the microphone. Speaking for myself, it's like stations like CITR, Community Campus Stations, SFU has one, there's co-op downtown. It's a real great way to get involved in the community. So if you're listening to this right now and you're not at the fair directly, but maybe this is one of the first times you've heard CITR or you're just happen to be listening closely right now, get involved, you know? It's really quite simple. Just go to CITR.ca, learn how to volunteer, learn how to get involved, learn how to get training. I mean, all of our programming is volunteer-based. So, you know, we're always looking for new, fresh people to share their perspectives. And, you know, so we can talk about music and stuff in the lounge. Emily, it's a good lounge, right?
Yes.
This is Emily. She's also joining us. You are music. And actually, it's quite exciting because, you know, we're talking about how you can get involved, but we're here with two people who have new shows as well. RIP Radio, Rach, and,
Hello. Well,
you're inheriting a show, Music for the Observant, but maybe you could tell me what your experiences have been for that so far, the challenges, what's been fun, what's been cool.
Well, John, I'm not the kind of person who likes to talk on air.
A challenge, to be sure, when you host a radio show on CITR 101.9 FM.
Exactly. No, that's the thing. I started hanging out at CTIR, just hanging out with Andy in the music department, very behind the scenes, being afraid of going on air, like really walking out of that one office that I was volunteering in. And then ever since I decided to get a little bit more involved and ended up on the student executive, it's really pushed me in a really great way to do things that make me sweaty, but in a very exhilarating way, in a way that makes me...
Let me paint a portrait for you.
Okay.
It is the future.
Yes.
The ice caps have melted.
Okay.
Every day it is sweltering. It is very hot in this futuristic, post-apocalyptic wasteland. We are the waste wanderers. And we drive on great sail ships across the barren oceans and deserts and et cetera.
Right.
We wear skin suits, which absorb the sweat and moisture
skin
from our body.
Suits.
From our bodies. And then...
Made of whose skin?
Our own. It's grown in a vat. But anyhow, these skin suits distribute the liquids which emerge from us.
Back into
cleanse
us.
Cleanse them. Yes,
right.
Yes. Purifies them.
Yeah.
And then... we drink the skin suit water, and that's how we maintain hydration in this future.
Right.
At CITR 101.9 FM.
I am so hydrated.
We cultivate the future.
Yeah.
If you want to share your ideas for staying moisturized and hydrated,
it's better than hot yoga.
In a desert wasteland, CITR.ca is the place.
Going on air.
Rach, you're shaking your head.
It's you where don't you think sweat it is... out.
I'm thoroughly disturbed.
That's well, usually what you know happens. What?
We're going to go for a purge now.
When me and John talk, that's usually what
actually,
ends up happening.
Sorry, I did interrupt. So, do you feel like you're getting over that hump? Like, do you feel like that initial kind of barrier?
It feels really good, you know, when, I don't know, when you're afraid of putting yourself out there and you finally do, mm-hmm. you feel good. It feels good.
It's true. And, I mean, believe it or not, I am still a very introverted person. And here I am.
Right.
Acting foolishly. On live municipal radio.
Municipal radio.
Which is broadcasting online at CITR.ca.
Right.
Across the entire
planet. It's
very
empowering. It is.
High five.
We just made very intense eye contact.
Sweaty, clammy high five.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, let's purge some more. I'm going to sweat it off with the oldies or the new ones. Here is Reverse Crystal from Yamataka Sonic Titan. Does anyone know about Yamataka Sonic Titan?
No.
Very, very cool band. Canadian band from Toronto has been getting track. Chico, do you know about? From Toronto, they sort of like combine Japanese no opera with like prog rock influences, heavy metal, very elaborate shows, very fantastical. And it's going to be a real cool listen if you haven't heard it before. Everything they do is absolutely ace. They had a new album a few years ago. Something before that. I'm sure they'll be back soon with continuation of the project. It is very exciting.
I'm excited.
Yeah, here we go.
Let's play.
Thank you.
You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. That song was Reverse Crystal, Murder of a Spider by Yamantaka Sonic Titan. And I'm back again, and this is Rachel, here at the Place Vanier Involvement Fair, right here in the Vanier Commons Block. And I have found a new fellow first year named...
Hi, I'm Paige.
It's Paige. So, Paige, tell me where you're from. Where is your hometown?
I live about an hour north of Toronto in Ontario. It's called Innisfil.
Cool, sweet. So you moved here a couple months ago. No, not even a couple months ago.
No, like a month ago. Not even. Like, it was like two, three weeks ago
from your hometown to here in Vancouver, BC, on unceded Coast Salish territories to the UBC Vancouver campus. How has that been for you?
I've really enjoyed it. It's much different, and I love the scenery. It's just so breathtaking, and it's completely different than what I'm used to.
Mm-hmm. And different in the sense of the landscape, or is it the actual feeling of the place, too?
Both. It definitely has a different atmosphere to it, and even, like, the weather, it makes it feel completely different than at home. But it's good. It's a good different.
Hmm. Tell me more about that sort of comparison between the atmosphere of your hometown and the atmosphere of Vancouver.
Well, my small town, I've lived there for my whole life, so 18 years. So I've traveled a bit, but I've never lived anywhere else. Mm-hmm. And I worked at, like, the main Tim Hortons in town, so I knew a lot of people and, like, you know, a lot of familiar faces. Whereas here, it's, like, a whole new experience, and you're meeting so many new people, and it rains a lot more here, I've definitely noticed, and the weather's, like, a little bit bipolar, but it's something to get used to. But, no, it's really good. And my school, I was in a small town school as well, which everybody knows, and then here you meet so many different people every day, and, like, I'm from all over the world, and it's really amazing.
Wow. Fun fact about Tim Hortons, now that you've brought that up, but thank you for sharing your experience here at UBC so far. Tim Hortons, that seems to be a much bigger thing in the rest of Canada than it is here, specifically in Vancouver. I don't know if you notice.
Yeah, my friend works there.
Yeah,
and she said that there's not much, like, it's kind of quiet. Yeah, Starbucks, I definitely noticed, it takes over here.
Mm-hmm. There's like two to a block.
That
is a good point. John just pointed out that we are next to Seattle, and we are Seattle wannabes. Side conversation about A&W. Amazing. So, if you could, I know I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit here, but if you could describe your experience here at UBC so far, here in Vancouver so far, in one word, what would it be?
Very welcoming.
That's two words.
Sorry, welcoming.
I'm going to put a hyphen in there.
Yeah.
It's all okay. Very welcoming.
Say it really fast. It's one word.
Very welcoming. Was that one word?
Sure.
Amazing. So, are there any last words you want to say for folks out there listening about your first year experience, about life, anything?
University is really exciting, and I encourage everybody to do and follow their dreams, because I really wanted to come out here. This has been something I wanted to do for a while, so I've definitely conquered that dream. So, on to the next one.
Amazing. Thank you, Paige. Follow your dreams, folks. Follow your dreams.
We've covered a lot of ground over this last little bit. We went from student life, how to get involved with CITR, bands like Warpaint, ways to get integrated in the community, to vast desert wastelands. Really, that was just me.
That was just
you. You look kind of disturbed. And now, you know, now we follow your dreams. Do what you want to do. And indeed, by coming to CITR, you can do what you want to do within reasonable limits.
Yeah.
Like, we can't.
We have budgets and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, all that boring.
I mean, there's a listening party at the station.
Listening party at the station.
You know, it's not big. Yeah, actually, that's something cool. I was going to talk to CITR a bit more as a volunteer organization. For anyone who's listening, maybe you've been a frequent listener, wondering how, hey, can I get more involved in my local community campus radio station? Absolutely. And then beyond that, We have a listening party this Friday. So CIHR hosts cool events as well.
We sure do.
We have a listening party this Friday where two of our student executives, Elizabeth and Dora, are going to take us through some fine tunes between 4 and 8 p.m. in the CITR Lounge. And then next month, we have Shindig. Shindig has been for 33 years. It's going to be the 34th Shindig, I think.
Amazing.
Yeah, Vancouver's Battle of the Bands.
Uh-huh.
We've had bands like Japandroids, 3 Inches of Blood, like really heavy hitters that have made it big on the national, international scene. So, you know, you come to Shindig, there's prizes to be won.
Mm-hmm.
You could be seeing the next generation of great Vancouver talent.
Talent. Amazing. I just wanted to repeat words. But
talent. Amazing. Fresh Slice. Is ordinarily in the time slot. But again, it's like that's a new show we have. It's a student show. Someone mm-hmm. just coming in, interested in learning how to make radio. And we put you right in the middle of it. And, you know, if that's not the thing for you either, there are collectives, there's fill-in slots, there's so many different ways to get involved. But Fresh Slice, ordinarily now, that is a new show that we have. It's about curating kind of like new, cool music. And it's on Mondays, 6 to 7 p.m., ordinarily. Today, the host, Christine, is at Dolly Parton. Did anyone know that, by the way? Dolly Parton?
Dolly Parton's in town!
Yeah, at Rogers Arena. And you see, the thing about Dolly Parton is that everyone likes Dolly Parton.
I feel like there's not someone who doesn't.
Metalheads like Dolly Parton. Just
Dude,
as much
Juggalos
as like Juggalos like Dolly Parton.
Juggalos like Dolly Parton.
We have yeah. some students actually coming out. I'm wondering what they think about Dolly Parton. Maybe they'd be interested in getting into it. Oh, Emily's doing too good of a job of tabling.
Emily just attracted
she's,
them
she's
to.
She's reeling them in.
She's engaging them.
Sorry to re-engage you. This is CITR 101.9 FM broadcasting live from UBC Vancouver on unceded Coast Salish Musqueam land. And right now we are doing a live broadcast, a special broadcast from, what was it, Place Vanier?
Place Vanier Involvement Fair.
There you have it, Plaza Vanier.
Please don't say that.
In the Commons Walk. And she's Rachel's not happy.
I'm right next to you.
Not happy of me right now.
I'm right next to you.
If you happen to be nearby too, like, come on down. Right now, it's kind of a little small, intimate fair for students who are walking by to their rooms, going back and forth, and just kind of like learn how to get involved in various clubs. Like we were saying, next to UBC Recreation, the AMS, like lots of different ways to get involved on campus. And we're trying to get some students, share the light with them, share the torch with them, the torch of the microphone that we're holding right now.
Amazing.
Pass the torch.
Pass it on.
Yeah. You wouldn't want to do what we're doing right now if this was actual. The flames would engulf my face.
That's right. I live for radio, John. I live for it.
Not what I was saying, but okay. Yep, absolutely. 100% right. And yeah, we're going to be broadcasting for the next 30 minutes. We're going to hear some more cool music, hopefully. I get an interview with a local Christian club, which will be interesting. Anything could happen. Just stay tuned. And oh, yeah, again, if you happen to be nearby, feel free to drop on by. Maybe we can get you on air here at, what was it again? I want the most authentic, the most prestigious pronunciation, impeccable, perfection.
If you'll let me, John, it's Place Vanier.
Beautiful. All right. Here on CITR 101.9 FM, just going to play a new song again. Emily, are we sweating it out here?
We are, yeah, we're sweating it out. We're feeling great. Getting in shape, all those toxins just gone. Better than hot yoga. Ladies and gents. Ladies and gents.
And everyone in between.
Better than hot, the hottest yoga. I'll tell you once. My friend did hot yoga once, started to pass out, ran into a glass window. on that note, here is Nothing to Do. That is DU from the album Deformer by the band Dog Day. We'll be right back with you soon.
You are a handful, I've got to split. It's Don't you put it in your mouth. Don't you put it in your mouth. Don't you stuff it in your face. Don't stuff it in your face. Though it might look good to eat. Though it might look good to eat. And it might look good to taste. And it might look good to taste. You could get sick. Yuck. Real quick. Yuck. Real sick. Real.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Don't put it in your mouth. Put it in your ear.
Ick! Don't you put it in your mouth, uh-uh. Till you ask someone you love. That's right, sis. If it's okay to eat, if it's okay to eat like a muffin.
See ya, boy, if I get put down.
Hello, hello, hello. You are tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from Place Vanier. This is a special broadcast. We're going to be here for the next 23 minutes until the next show comes up. You're currently listening to Dead Bird by Fortress. That's from the Night Prison LP compilation. Previously, we heard Impossible Babes from Alf House. And before that, Nothing to Do from Dog Day. This is John. I'm joined by co-host Emily Chico, sitting by,
hey,
giving us the thumbs up on whether or not we're doing good programming. So far, so good.
Let us know what the students think. We're here for you guys.
Yeah. Emily.
Let us know what you think. If the students aren't happy, we're not happy.
We need like one of those forms like they have at the restaurants where it's like, did your server do a good job today?
Right.
Rat them out if they didn't.
We do need that.
This is a disciplinary measure. Is what
a disciplinary measure?
Like,
yeah, there needs to be some feedback for us because we put it out there and
well,
and that's about it.
Let me tell you. Let me tell them what they're putting out.
Okay.
Putting out there. Okay. So this is CITR 101.9 FM. We're doing a live broadcast from Residents Involvement Fair, and these involvement fairs are basically just places, you know, clubs, initiatives, set up tables, booths, and it's a nice chance to get students who are like walking through commons, like going on with their busy nights. If they need a breather, they're able to stop, learn a bit about some local like on-campus initiatives like UBC Recreation, Power and Charity, AMS, and in our case, CITR.
CITR.
How to get involved. Again, we are CITR, if you didn't know, is a registered not-for-profit, and it's a campus community radio station with a mandate focused on showcasing alternative voices, but also providing media training. And we are volunteer-run, All of our programs are run on a volunteer capacity. Nardwar, who is probably our most famous programmer, has been a volunteer all these years. Like, he's never been a staff member. It's always been him doing it out of the passion and the wanting to do it and the wanting to have a voice on air. So if you are passionate about something, and you know, it doesn't need to be something that we already do. Like, we have so many different kinds of shows. Why can't we have more kinds of shows, right? So CITR.ca is a great place to learn how to get involved and get your own show, or write for Discorder, contribute, illustrate, photography.
There you have it, folks.
Take it to the next level.
That was a really inspiring. If I wasn't already involved, I would be running.
You know, you don't realize this because I gave such a rousing speech, but in the audio realm, you pictured me grandiloquent, mighty, 7 feet tall, my voice projecting out across the landscape. I have, like, just this huge piece of lettuce on the left side of my face right now. You can't see this, but I actually just have this, like, slab of lettuce, which is on the left side of my face.
How often do you change that slab of lettuce? Do you change that slab of lettuce?
There's food on it? Where is it? Can I?
It's on your face.
I can't. Is it here?
No, a little bit.
Is it here?
Other side.
Is it here?
It looks like it's been there for a while.
Is it here? Anyhow, Emily.
Yes.
How has, like, maybe, so you transferred here.
I did transfer here.
What school did you go to first?
I went to the University of Alberta for 1 year. Mm-hmm. I was born and raised in Edmonton. Mm-hmm. And lived really close to university my whole life. Mm-hmm. Went to the U of A for 1 year. And I think after 20 years in Edmonton, I was not quite at the breaking point. After 21 years, I was ready to leave Edmonton. Just wanted a change.
So maybe you're equipped to tell us, like, what are maybe the unique kind of, like, nice things about being at UBC, but also, like, unique challenges. Nice things first, and then challenges.
Nice things about being at UBC. I really enjoyed coming here, not really knowing anyone, sort of having the opportunity to build myself an identity from the ground up. Mm-hmm.
Are you cooler than your previous identity?
I mean, I feel like, you know, I always... Yeah, actually, honestly, like, 16-year-old Emily would be so impressed that 21-year-old Emily was live on the air right now.
I mean, it's true.
It was always within me, you know, but, like, it's kind of like you have to... When I moved here, it sort of cleared out all the inhibitions that were, like, in Edmonton, and, I could let the cool Emily flourish.
Yeah, you would never wear a toque beforehand. This is, like,
I honestly would not wear a toque, and now you never really see me with that one, because, you know why? To wash your hair way less often.
Dope.
Like, day four is hat day.
Learn the secrets of hygiene here on CITR 101.9 FM. Uh-huh. It's okay. I don't use shampoo.
Neither do I.
Yeah, it just makes your hair is healthier.
Yeah, it's so much healthier, and you need to wash it way less often. Yeah. Or, I don't know, do you just use water, or do you use...
I use cold water for the most part. Quite intensive rinses, quite, like, aggressively. Me going
aggressively
through my
rubbing.
Hair. Yeah, I just find that the tension... is
that gets
better.
It
like,
out.
You can clean anything with water and tension, really. You know, also there are other solutions, like, you know, mixtures.
I do baking soda and vinegar. Yeah.
Baking soda, excellent.
Yeah, baking soda is great.
Vinegar is a great conditioner, sort of like.
Yeah.
Apple cider vinegar.
I've actually found white vinegar. You need to find the right vinegar for your hair type.
Everyone has a different body. Everyone has different needs.
Right.
And at CITR, we try and do programming fit for every need.
Yeah.
So we have the rock shows. We have the hip hop. We have the electronic mixes. We've got sports and the Emily, you gotta help me out here.
Help you
just
out
because I'm like running, like I'm just overloading.
You're doing a great job.
Content. There's just too much.
There's a lot
things.
Of content.
There's too many things you can do at CITR. Yeah. You can do them all.
There really
you gotta
are
start
too many
somewhere.
Things.
You gotta start somewhere.
Yeah.
At CITR.ca.
That's where you start.
Yeah. This is like the non-chill port. This is like the we really need you over the station. And then afterwards, it's gonna be like, yeah, come over if you want. It's no biggie.
Right. Wise words.
Anyhow.
Yes.
Unique challenges.
About UBC?
Yeah.
I find it's a hard... Just because there's so many people who go here, it's hard to sort of break in, especially coming as a transfer student. You sort of feel like everyone already made their friends in first year residence. No one's going to really want to talk to you. Or at least that's the way it feels. You sort of have to just, you have to really put yourself out there.
I could say from my impression, and you know, maybe someone will be listening to this right now who is an undergraduate.
Yes.
Hopefully. And maybe has been thinking about these kinds of concerns.
Right.
But it is like people don't necessarily go to class looking to be friends with people. Like people just kind of they're looking to go there and then get home and then that's it. Sometimes that's just the extent of what they want their university to be at.
It's true.
And with clubs, with initiatives like CITR or REC or like, you know, Blank Vinyl Project with the UBC, you know, so many clubs at UBC.
Yes.
It's like that's where people are wanting to be friendly and that's where they want to meet you.
Right.
They want to network and they want to like expand your horizons. So like you are missing out on a lot if you don't find the right fits for you.
It's
you know,
true.
The right clubs for you.
I truly believe though, I feel like the get involved message is passed around very sort of generally.
Mm-hmm.
But I
that's
think
true.
You really need to get involved with the right thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because that's something I didn't realize for a long time. Mm-hmm. And I'd go to a club meeting and just not really feel right.
If you feel like you're there because you're checking off something in a book or like because it's like, oh,
right.
This is a stamp I got.
Exactly.
Then it won't really work. But if you're there because like you care about what they do.
Right.
And it's its own pleasure. It's its own reward. Like that's a really wonderful thing.
And my advice would be, because I went to a lot of different sort of club intro days and had a lot of awkward experiences before I finally stumbled into CITR and encountered people
who were equally awkward.
Equally awkward, exactly.
And
so don't be afraid of just trying different clubs each year. I didn't get involved with CITR until my second year at UBC. Mm. So
I didn't get involved until my third.
Yeah. It's better to show up late to the party than not show up at all.
Yes. Fashionably late is, I believe, what it would be called. Chico, do you have any thoughts on this? No? Well, we've had quite a long day here today already. We may have a room for one more interview. Going to see if we can work this out with another fellow booth standing across the way. We've been
with
exchanging eyes with them this whole time.
Right.
Like,
you've been establishing
it. Come on over. Get the interview.
Come on over. Yeah. I mean, they also have Kit Kats, so.
Yeah, it's a rhetorical tug of war,
right,
for sure.
Right.
But until then, you've got us for the next little bit. Next 13 minutes at 7 p.m. It is going to be show from GAC. Oh my gosh, Exploding Head Movies. I almost forgot the name of it. How do you forget Exploding Head Movies?
How do you forget Exploding Head Movies?
But Exploding Head Movies, one of CITR's premier programs, having to do with, you know, like shows which are thematically organized around film. Or, you know, in some cases, that being soundtrack or music related to movies or, you know, just the whole gamut. And GAC is definitely one of our premier DJs in terms of personality. So, like, if you haven't heard it before, I really urge you listen to it. You may have heard the sponsorship for the show. It involves like this ridiculous noir pastiche collage, audio collage with like 20 uninterrupted seconds of a gun shooting. It's pretty outrageous. Stay tuned. It's one of my favorites on CITR 101.9 FM. Broadcasting live from Vancouver, UBC, on unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam speaking Musqueam people. Coming up now, we're just going to play a quick song, take a quick break. This is Tops with the song Evening. Tops are from Montreal, right? I want to say they're from Montreal. Well, wherever they're from, they're going to end up in your heart now.
I don't want to see.
For those of you just tuning in now, this is still CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from Vancouver, UBC, on unceded Coast Salish, Musqueam land. I started a few songs. Radiating Lust from Modern Creatures, and before that, Evening from Tops. Now, we're hearing Hoshi Nikko from Yamantaka Sonic Titan, which we talked about earlier. And this has been the Place Vanier live broadcast, just a nice chance for us to get out into the UBC community, broadcast from outside the station, get some new voices on the air, some students, two first years who have never been on the radio before, and just kind of talk in general about like acclimating to life here at UBC, life at Vancouver, and the different ways you can get involved on campus or in the greater community. This has been John. I've been joined by my co-host, Emily. Again, we're listening to Hoshi Nikko now. And coming up in 5 minutes, we have GAC's show, Exploding Head Movies. Stay tuned. It's going to be a treat. And tonight, of course, round nine, we have the Jazz Show. Close to, like, I think, 3 decades of it being on the air now. Really Vancouver's premier jazz program. Stay tuned, because Monday night is a powerhouse of content. It's been John. It's been nice talking to you all. Farewell.
Yeah. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
Are you interested in Indigenous issues? Do you get ticked off with ongoing colonization? Do you have something to say? Or do you want to learn more? We have just the thing. Join UBC's first ever Indigenous radio collective at CITR Radio, Unceded Musqueam Territories. Our show, Unceded Airways,